Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Brian Atkinson.
I'm Amanda Vitae.
And I'm C-Dub.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
So it's cold and flu season, and I haven't had a cold yet, but it has occurred to me year after year that wouldn't it be great if we had like cold and flu medicine like Mucinex that still did all the things that those medicines do? They loosen up all the phlegm and everything, but they add your favorite flavor like cherry or grape or cool ranch, mint, whatever you want the to taste like. They will set you up, and that's my next $1 million idea.
Pizza
flavor, sure. You can make them pizza flavor combos flavored.
Does that make Amanda gag?
Yeah,
the idea of pizza.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
So Mucinex is cough syrup, is that what you're saying? I don't know what Mucinex is. Did we lose Brian?
Yeah, it's an anti-phlegm thing.
Mm-hmm. Their commercials have like the anthropomorphized phlegm, like being fought off. It's very disturbing.
Yeah, so you guys kicked me out after my wonderful idea. I got it.
Wait, pizza combo.
We wanted to discuss that for a moment without you.
Sure. Yeah, that's reasonable.
I don't know why the pizza one. Because to me, if you want your phlegm to taste like something, cheese has like a similar texture, right?
Oh,
wouldn't
well,
you want it to be a similar texture?
Oh.
No.
Do not. No. You want it to be different.
Yeah, right. I want to dissociate. Yeah. I don't want to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so Amanda, for you, it might be better for to have like grape or bubble gum.
Yes, that I can get down.
Would there be just a natural flavor?
Original?
Yeah.
Original.
Original loopy, you know.
And that's what they're selling now. They've got that. They've got original flavor, but we want to add something else.
Yeah.
I think if you did go down the cheese road, I think nacho would be the way to go. And the spicy zestiness.
Maybe.
Now, let's say you and your partner both have a cold, so you both take the flavored Mucinex.
Oh,
and
oh
you
I
get,
love where this is going.
You want to get frisky. And so do you want to have the same flavor, or do you want to have like complementary flavors?
One of you drops the mint Mucinex, and the other does chocolate. And then you get a complimentary thing. What you want to stay away from is like fresh squeezed orange juice and toothpaste. Those are two flavors you want to keep away from.
No, right. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate and peanut butter is an obvious.
Yep. Or you could do any of the fruit flavors with peanut butter and get kind of a peanut butter and jelly thing going.
Yeah. What would you call this?
Well, really, all I've thought about so far is just Mucinex flavors.
Yeah,
you know, and then you had, you know, but it would be like a parenthesis, you know, or, you know, an exclamation mark, you know, Mucinex flavors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe you could get Gordon Ramsay or somebody to like make like a meal flavor, like a gourmet,
man.
Fancy. See,
now you're treading into the waters of Willy Wonka with the chewing gum that created an entire dinner flavor. And then at the end, when it goes to the blueberry pie, Violet turns violet.
Violet, you're turning violet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys all remember the 1964 Winter Olympics, right?
-15.
Of course.
Could I not?
Yeah.
How could they forget?
Now, wait a minute. Mexico City was 68, so I'm trying to remember where was 64.
There was a joke. What's green in ice skates? And the answer was Peggy Phlegm. But if you don't remember the Olympics that year, you don't remember who Peggy Phlegm was. Fleming, actually, but
sure.
Peggy Phlegm. That's all I got.
This seems pretty doable. I mean, I don't know what the base flavor of Mucinex would be.
Yeah.
Like to put the other flavors on top of.
Yeah. I think the tricky part is getting it, you know, because the pill goes into your stomach and then it, you know, digests and then your body deals with all the cold symptoms, right? So I can see it being a nasal spray. That would be an easy delivery method, because if you do that, hey, you're just putting the flavor up in there. But
that could be a tagline, put the flavor up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. But just, I think if it were going to be as part of their pills or a liquid or something, I think that would be harder to deliver.
You know what it stuck at was having to work in the factory, though. You know? I mean, having like a row of sinks and people just hocking up loogies into them, and then you be the mixing person, you know.
Well, so you're thinking about the R&D department where they're, you know, they're bringing in people with different colds and say, here, try this flavor and try this.
Well,
flavor.
Actually, yeah, that and manufacturing. I mean, I would hope that you would pay them really, really well.
Yeah.
Huh.
You think there'd be one guy who would like lick up the loogies if they smelled good?
No, there we go.
No, there's like one,
or on a dare. There would definitely be a dare involved.
Well, that would be a way to keep the different colds going, and so that everybody got
Sideways Morgan.
That is Sideways Shit, Morgan. Man. Look at that.
Yeah, that might not work.
We're doing, it was Brian's idea, right?
Yep.
The flavored, what is it?
Mucinex. So you take your cold medicine, and along with alleviating your cold symptoms, it flavors your snot. So that when you hock up a loogie, you get whatever your favorite flavor is. Amanda is pretty grossed out by it, but she might be okay with a fruit flavor or maybe a bubblegum flavor.
More like a fruit.
But the,
if it's grape, it's okay.
But the pizza combos flavor was out of the question for her. So,
yeah. Savory.
You're like flavoring. You're savoring and flavoring.
Yeah. Cool Ranch Dorito flavor. I think, you know, Frito-Lay's would get down on that. Would want to get a piece of that action. You know, Coca-Cola, you know, get a Diet Coke flavored mucus.
Now, I'm not, I don't smoke the pot. Now, if you're if you're passing around a joint, would the flavor get onto the joint from the person with the cold? I think this whole thing is to accidentally get Amanda VK to
throw up. Yeah, I get it.
That's what we're aiming at.
I've always been queasy about snot ever since I was little. I don't know. You couldn't put boogers around me. So this is my fate.
Amanda, I have a question about a different product, similar idea, though. when I was like grade school and junior high, flavored chapsticks and things like that were a big deal.
Yeah.
There's grape and mint and cherry and stuff like that. And it occurred to me with the idea of if you're passing a joint or things like that, that if the flavor from one of those, lip balms or things like that got on there, that could easily be passed, you know, lip to joint to the next person. But I don't know about... I don't know if there's enough, shall we say, contact with the doobie to actually pass along cold and flu material.
There shouldn't be, but some people get real...
Scratching your throat. That is,
well, I've seen people
really like get...
They lick them. There's a lot of licking going on, and then you're adding flavor for sure if you're on the meds.
Got it. Wow, this is a whole kaleidoscope of possibility. I haven't even...
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You guys want
to... Earlier you mentioned also, sorry to interrupt, maybe a flavored nasal spray.
Sure. For easy delivery, that's version one, I think. You do the nasal spray. But delivering it through a pill or other ingested thing might be challenging. But I think the nasal spray's got real possibilities because you're just putting it right up in there. And Amanda had the tagline.
Put it up in there.
There you go.
Well, if it's a spray, I mean, why limit it to the throat? I mean, you could spray anything to give it a flavor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it, you could do the idea like NyQuil came out with the Z-Quil, which is like, it's the part that makes you sleep without the cold medicine. So you could have just, you know, Mucinex flavors, but no cold symptom reliever. It would just give you the flavors and no meds.
My question is, who's looking for that?
Who I was going to say, for those real lifestyle people. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that there's a great big market for this out there, but I, you know, who knew that vaping was going to be a thing?
There.
Amanda.
Not me.
Right there. Disgusting. Nope. Like, hey, well, and even like if you go back to the C-Dub and I'll be the only ones who are old enough to remember the button-down mime of Bob Newhart and his conversation about tobacco. And the idea of, you know, when that was first introduced to Europe and like the idea of like, okay, so you take some leaves and you crunch them up and you wrap paper around them and then you set fire to it.
Bear with me here. Hear me out.
And you put it in your mouth and you inhale the smoke. Yeah. It's like nobody knew that was going to catch on either.
True.
So I think this is just, you know, the next natural progression.
Yeah, I guess after selling the whole tobacco thing, you know, weed was really no trick at all.
Yeah, it was like, it's just like tobacco, except it gets you high. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
Just a different
Yeah.
Any more thoughts on Brian's flavored Mucinex?
No, I like it. Personally, I'm a big loogie guy. I'm really big into hucking a loogie.
No!
So, a Diet Coke one, that sounds pretty appealing to me.
Yeah,
that doesn't freak me out that much. I don't know why.
Like that one.
Let me ask you, Morgan, since you sound like you know something about how this goes. If you properly huck a loogie, can you feel it actually in your toes?
There it is. Amanda's going for the bucket.
If you're doing it right, you will feel it in your toes, you know. But if you're just phoning into funk and spitting it on the floor for no reason, then yeah, you're not gonna feel it. But
yeah, and you should actually feel your skull cave in slightly, right?
Oh, yeah. I hate you all. I'm just
especially if you're going for distance.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mucus structure in your loogie is essential to getting distance. You want it to be very dense and aerodynamic.
Okay, so what if there was a nasal spray that gave you better loogies for
I'm
hawking?
That, dude, personally, I'd buy it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's a thought. Now, dogs will eat anything that tastes like food. So if your loogie tasted like food, the dog is gonna eat it.
That's all right.
Yeah, that just comes up to how you feel about your dog licking off the floor.
Yeah, why shouldn't they enjoy? Just because you have COVID doesn't mean they shouldn't be able to enjoy.
Oh no.
The one,
or you just give it to the dog, and that way if the dog licks your face, it tastes good.
Yeah, I don't want to get this flagged for inappropriate content, but can dogs get COVID? I seem to remember from a few years ago that they could. But
I think that became a thing, yeah.
Yeah, it was a thing. There you go.
Hey, with this stuff, would it, you know, I usually like drool down the front of me, whether it's food or whatever.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Would it... would it stain, do you think, or?
Oh, because you're thinking that there's color added as well as flavor.
Absolutely.
I think if we're building the cold medicine, it doesn't need it. But if we're building the better loogie nasal spray, then it needs to add color and stripes.
Yeah, okay. Stripes. Well, I think you have to anticipate that a consumer panel is going to ask that question.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So,
yeah, when I was a kid, there was like a pretty girl in my neighborhood who, like on a dare, let French the dog, like let it lick her face. And I had very mixed feelings about seeing that.
Yeah. Is that still a struggle for you, Tom? Or you think you gotten past? Is
there, I think, I'm over it.
Someone you'd like to talk to about this?
Did you still like her after that, or how did it change your feelings? Sorry to interrupt. I just can't wait to know. Like, were you still crushing on her? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What's the
rest? Maybe not for 5 minutes.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
The memory stayed with you, but it didn't stop.
Yeah.
I got you.
Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
I've got the whole month of January off because I'm recovering from back surgery, but I go back to it February of opening for Adam Minnick. He's an Ohio-based comic, and I'm doing shows in Holland and then central Indiana and then northwest Ohio, kind of different weekends opening for him.
A week from Wednesday is the Detroit to LA finals at Ridley's.
Very fun.
Oh, you're in that? Awesome.
Yeah. So, want to get there.
February 17th, Bob Fredericks is having a show in Kalamazoo about, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, because it's going to be around Valentine's Day, so it's like shitty relationship stories. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, that's what we're doing down in Kokomo, Indiana on the 17th.
Okay, cool. So I get to tell my worst. I have to figure out what disaster to go on about, but it'll be fun.
Excellent.
I'll be at River City Saloon, this fucking Wednesday. Not tomorrow, but next day.
Like the 10th?
Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.